DJ 대 면모고.
Like we have a clear day today compared to the cloudy days we've been having.
And it's supposed to be up there about 84 degrees, I think, Dave. It's going to be pretty hot. We're going to go out and chomp up some leaves there in a little while with the leaf chomper and try to get out there early. We're just now getting around to breakfast, though. So probably a hot time we'll get out there anyway.
To do that, I've been doing that for the past couple of weeks, chomping up leaves and cutting down little twigs in the woods and from low hanging limbs and twigs growing up out of the ground that will never have a chance to become a full fledged tree, and putting the leaf shredding on the forest floor so you can walk around back there and it's not like getting stuck in the eye by a stick every time you walk back there.
Whenever a discussion comes up about the weather or something, I say, well, it's better than a sharp stick in the eye, and that's the truth. Oh, I'm just sitting here eating some cantaloupe right now, and Bernice is fixing breakfast over there. I don't know what you're fixing, Bernice. Eggs and sausage. I told her cereal would be fine, but you know how she is.
Lucky she is that way. And hello, Bernice, if you can hear me. And I'm just headed out to the Blue Ridge Animal Hospital. They did an ultrasound on Maggie the other day and found out she's got an enlarged liver and an enlarged gallbladder. And they got to do another ultrasound again on the 29th when the equipment gets here to do it. And in the meantime, I got to go pick up her prescription at the animal hospital. She's not been feeling good for a couple of weeks now, and getting really worried about her. She's 14 years old.
Yeah, that's about when we lost our mini dog. She was about that age, and it's not good. I'm sorry to hear that, Dave. It's like losing a member of the family almost. And she's over on the mantle. Her ashes are up there, and we'll have them forever. She was a English Pointer, but she was a house dog. And it was always fun to take her outside. She'd point at starlings and birds up on my beam antenna back then, or else I'd take her out to the churchyard next door, and she'd point anything that moved out there. She never was trained just for quail or anything. But as a teenager and that, I hunted quail and rabbits and things like that up in Kansas, and I loved going hunting over dogs.
They do get like family. We got our first, Maggie's a Yorkie Maltese mix. That's a Yorkie with their ears that droop down instead of standing straight up. And their hair is soft and white instead of wiry and black and tan. But they're both, we got a Yorkie when we first got married. And his name was Harry. He lived with us for 14 or 15 years. And he got, his mouth got infected. You got to have their teeth cleaned so often. And we missed one of those. And he got septic and he passed away. And then we waited a while. And Dr. York down in Greer at the Blue Ridge Animal Hospital told us, the best thing for you is to go get another Yorkie. And Amy found one up there where John is living up in Greenwood, North Carolina. And we went up there to get her, and that was 14 years ago in December. And Dr. Yorkie was right. That just cheered us up, because we were kind of depressed about losing Harry Dog, who had been with us since we got married. But now that's timed, is around the corner, and Amy or I, neither one, want to let that happen. You know how that is. N0TR, W4DJW.
This is N0TR. Yes, I do. And I went down to the hospital for a blood test the other day at Greer, just a six-month thing. And I sat beside Carol, who's from the Fisher's or Taylor's Orchard there, and we've known her for a long time. We always talk to her when we go in there. And ironically, when you mentioned livers, that's what she had, was a fatty liver, and they was having to draw fluid off of her a lot. And when we went down there a few days ago, they had put her on life support, and so that's scary. I know what liver problems are, Dave. It ain't no fun till you've had about a 6-inch needle stuck through your side in between your ribs, and they take out a sample of your liver and just pull it out, and it looks like one of those little worms on the driveway of a morning. And then the doctor comments on the condition of the liver tissue. It feels like I got hit right in the stomach.
It's that well-versed in liver or gallbladder stuff, but they said it wasn't life-threatening, but it was an angry liver and an angry gallbladder, which means she's been eating too many fatty foods, which means Maggie loves steak. And if she can get steak, she'll hold out for a day or two until she can get steak. We shouldn't be giving her that. That's our fault, because that's hard on a dog. I forget what they call that stuff. But anyway, sodium and gluten, I think, are bad on the dog. So they said give her chicken or green beans. She won't eat a green bean. She'll spit a green bean out faster than you can spin your head around. But so it's an angry liver that we're treating her for, not anything life-threatening with her liver.
Many, many years ago, I went through chemotherapy for that, and it's no fun at all, but at least it was successful, and haven't had any problems since. But it was 6 months of HELL with that chemo, I'll tell you for sure. Well, on a brighter subject, we went up and picked up 6 new chickens yesterday and give away 10 chickens. We like these Isa Browns that lay nice big brown eggs. And Patrick comes by once in a while and picks some up. And then we give most of them to the neighbors or our daughter, of course. So anyways, we'll be a little shorter on eggs for a while, but hope these new ones do as well as these other ones. We just want to kind of standardize it and cut down on the number of chickens. So we got 6 on each side of the pen now, and they really look nice and healthy. We had to go up to Inman and pick them up from the chicken man.
Fighting cancer in any form is no fun. I can attest to that. But give away the chickens. We used to rotate them out, kind of like you're rotating them out, except we didn't give them away. They wound up on the dinner plate when they were done. That was when I was really young. I don't think I would do that anymore. But it worked back then. That's when I was just getting started going to school and working 2 jobs and running a farm all at the same time. And those chickens were a cheap source of protein. And I am about at the Blue Ridge Animal Hospital, so I got to jump out here and run in and get her prescription, and then I'll be back out if you're not eating breakfast by then. 10-0-TR, W4-DJW.
Okay, Dave, nice talking to you this morning. Really enjoyed it. And I will probably be eating breakfast, and we wish your little doggy the best. W4-DJW, 10-0-TR-73.